sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up.
I got lots of love for my crew, that is. I'm going to repeat that. I said, I got lots of love for my crew, that is. But no love for them other crews and rival kids. And them out-of-town niggas know what time it is. And if they don't, they need to buy a watch, word up. Caught up in this crossfire, get they self heard up. While I be sipping on gin straight in a plastic cup. Not Hennessy? All right. On a park bench on 12th Street, my whole crew is famous. You tried to bust your gat and keep it real, but you nameless. First of all, slow down. You're on the wrong route. Let me put you on your feet and show you what it's about. What it's all about. The street life ain't nothing to play with. No jokes, no game, kids. For years, I've been doing the same shit. Just drinking liquor, doing bids, extorting crackheads, and sticking up the stick-up kid. Wow. Hold on, man. This deserves, where did I put it? This deserves. Okay, R.I.P. Prodigy, and sorry for that delay in that black people in that reaction. Times are hard, man. Yeah, I think I just need to get new equipment, but that's not the point. So enough with these excuses. Let me start the show and say welcome. Bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I should point out that it's a midweek episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. B Blizzak, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Before I start the show, I want to point out to you new listeners, warn you new listeners, that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green. And waves a red, blue, and a red, black flag. Oh, my God. Okay, it waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on April 26, 2023 at 6:26 p.m. And it's, sunny. Miraculously, it's kind of sunny out there. And this episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, reckon labeling as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah, you know, I might need to change the, I'm holding it down for black folks. Like, maybe I should incorporate the, I don't know. If you're familiar with my podcast, I think out loud regularly, and I interrupt flow of thoughts for nothing. Yeah, okay. So today's intro, I'm going to play, you guys know who Deion Cole, is that his name? Yeah, Deion Cole. His name's Deion Cole. Holy shit, Deion Cole. Yeah, Deion Cole, right. After I published the last episode, I was scrolling through Instagram, and this joke came along, and I'm like, fuck. I wish I would have played this on the last episode because it summarizes my thoughts, one of my thoughts, and it goes like this. So, Deion Cole, take it away.
If you're over 30, make some noise. Remember when you were the future?
Get it? Remember when you were the future? Shout out to Deion Cole, comedian Deion Cole. Yes, I was trying to explain how I've reached the age where I realized that I am no longer the future. That I'm not the future. That I'm not the kids full of potential. Life doesn't feel like this infinite amount of potential. Shit just feels finite. And my challenge lately has been just accepting that, dealing with that. I went from infinite, not thinking about this shit, to now being like, oh, wow, yeah, holy fuck, this life is a rental. Or checkout time is coming up soon. And my point is, one, I know that I'm not the only man who's going through this. I'm sure women are too, but it's specific in my condition, especially as a single man, it's a powerful thought. It's a powerful thought, and for some, it might be the source of your misery. I'm just processing this shit, and I still haven't reached some kind of conclusion or some kind of, like, what's that word? Action. What's that word? Call to action. Call whatever. Yeah, it's just this. Basically, I'm still at oh shit phase. I haven't gotten to okay. Now what? I haven't gotten to that portion of my life. Anyway, yeah. But it had me thinking about how I'm stuck on this forever young mindset, but not like Jay-Z's way of saying it, like in a toxic way. And so in the last episode, I talked about how sometimes I see young people and I forget that I'm not their age, that I am not their pal, I am not their equal. And some of them might see me as an old man who fought in the, you know, and for civil rights and shit like that. Like, it fucks with me. When I see young people, it either depresses me or it sends me in denial. I'm like, yeah, let me go ask this young, let me ask this homeboy where we kicking it tonight, you know? It's like, anyway, yeah, age is a fucked up thing, man. So speaking of age, oh, fuck, man, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, you know what? It's a midweek episode. I'm going to jump to what's up with today's title and today's intro song, Sticking Up the Stick-Up Kid. 073's Sticking Up the Stick-Up Kid. First, I got to make it clear. I want to be very clear to all the stick-up kids out there. Shut Up Podcast, Be Black, does not condone sticking up the stick-up kid. I mean, don't play with your life, kid. Don't play with your life. If you're a stick-up kid, I'm not going to say that I respect what you do, but I want you to know that I am not into the hat. Like, I am in nowhere involved. If you were recently stuck up, I had nothing to do with that shit because that's not what I'm about. today's title, what's interesting is I was going to initially pick a track by Jay-Z, but someone on the internet reminded me that on April 25th, which is a day yesterday, 28 years ago yesterday, Mobb Deep dropped the infamous album, Prodigy, RIP Prodigy, and Havoc started their dominant run with this five-mic classic, I will not deny. Although I was a huge Pac fan, but when these Negroes popped out with that album, I'm like, wow. It was, I was scared of Queens. I noticed in hip-hop, every gangster rapper does a good job when they introduce themselves. They do a good job in convincing you that they're more dangerous than the last gangster rapper. And at the time when they came out, I remember, holy shit, that intro track. Look, all I'm going to say is, after they reminded me that yesterday was the release of this infamous album by Mobb Deep, I switched my gear, switched shit up. If I had a staff, they'd be pissed at me, but I switched shit up last minute and try to figure out, and I decided to make today's title, today's intro verse, something related to that album. And I was bumping that album all day, man. It was so much, like, it got so harsh that I had to switch to some old school rap because I was starting to believe. I was starting to feel like I was back in high school. I was that little kid with with bad role models, bad male role models. Okay, when I say bad male role models, I mean, like, I grew up in a church with parents who were like, yeah, and all you need is Jesus, you'll be okay. And who thought, you know, just knowing a dead white dude named Jesus was enough of a role model. You know, they didn't understand that shit. Anyways, yeah, so of course I would get into Mobb Deep. And listening to Mobb Deep, Mobb Deep became my older brothers who nearly got me killed. Because the thing about their music, well, first, I love that I picked this verse because as I was reading it out, I was paying attention to the verse, especially the part where he says, you try to bust your gap, keep it real, but you're nameless. First of all, slow down. You're on the wrong route, especially that part. Yo, I grew up in the suburbs, and there was a lot of us. So, you know, I consider myself a privileged kid. Not as privileged as these white kids, but black kid who grew up in the suburbs, there's a bit of privilege considered to black kids who grew up in poverty and shit like that, right? Who grew up in the environment Mobb Deep came from. Now, Mobb Deep rapped. And I believe they were serious when they were saying, hey, slow down, kid. Don't be my victim. Like, I don't think he was trying to be a role model. He was just saying, yo, this street is real. People die. Shit is dangerous. If you're not built for it, if you can't handle the heat, get the fuck out of this motherfucking kitchen called Queensbridge. It is Queensbridge, right? Yeah. And the point is, nowhere were they saying, y'all, join us. No, they were saying, so this street life ain't for everybody. Granted, okay, and what did we do? Fuck. We all wished we lived in that street. Right? We all wished that we were. Look, it took me a while. I had to become an adult to realize how good I had it as a kid. I'm not saying I was a rich kid, but compared to the upbringing a lot of my favorite rappers had, I had it great. And what do I do? Fuck that. Like the ungrateful fuck that I am, I kind of wish. There's something about these rap verse that made me wish that I had the life of Mobb Deep. And that I was doing shit like sticking up the stick-up kid, which, by the way, Shut Up Podcast does not condone. All right? Sticking up the stick-up kid is wrong. Sticking up anyone is wrong. And we don't condone that shit. Yeah. Anyways. it was a great journey playing that shit. You know, maybe that's why I'm on this Forever Young. Maybe this is why I have this toxic Forever Young mindset. I'm not saying being Forever Young, like Jay-Z says, is wrong. I'm talking about the toxic one where you believe you're forever young and you show up to the club surrounded by kids half your age. Surrounded by kids whose parents you know. Fucking whose parents and grandparents you went to high school with. You know what I mean? You do bullshit like that. You're not acting your age. And maybe because I still listen to 90s hip-hop. The hip-hop that I listened to in high school. Oh, yeah. On the last episode, I was talking about how I have memories that I completely forget happened 30 years ago. Like, I still blame myself for shit that happened 30 years ago. And sometimes I wonder, maybe because I still listen to, look, I still listen to this fucking hip hop that brings me back to high school and has me reminiscing about the old days. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm not dissing anyone for doing it. I'm just analyzing the fact that even though I'm this old dude with health problems, excuse me, this older dude, because, yeah, my therapist wants me to stop saying, you're not old, okay? I'm, you know, this older gentleman, even though I'm older than the motherfucker, the version of me that was in high school, I still see myself like the dude who's still in high school, even though my body is saying, hey, not for, not a chance, buddy. Back then, at least you could run one lap. Today, you're lucky if you can run to the bus stop. Anyway, yeah, all right. So, all this stuff to forget. But I'm just, anyway, okay, look. Well, point is, shout out to Mobb Deep. Dope-ass album. I really enjoyed that this artwork. It's on definitely a top 10. I still remember the first time bumping that album. And especially this particular verse, Give Up the Goods? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Survival of the Fittest? What's it called? The name of that track is called Give Up to It. Yeah, that's the same album, by the way, that has Shook One. You know what? If I had to explain to you that Infamous is the album that had Shook One, we probably don't get along. We probably, you know, I mean, I appreciate you listening to the podcast, but I'm just saying, if I had to explain that to you, I mean, damn. I mean, whatever, to each his own. Okay, what time is it? Okay, I went overtime on my intro. Okay, let's jump to news and random thoughts, and I want to shout out that I'm a little proud of the way I set up today's episode because it was kind of last minute, and I think I did good. Man, fuck the time. All right, here we go. Okay, so those who are new to this podcast, there are three acts to this podcast, right? The intro, news and random thoughts, and final thoughts. Okay. And I just completed the intro, so now, news and random thoughts. So let's go. All right. You know what's amazing about today's episode? It's a lot of more random thoughts, like my own thoughts as opposed to other links. But I have to share a link, this one tweet, this message. I'm going to call it a PSA from India Moore. And she just says some shit that I think it's worth sharing with anyone who listens to this podcast, and here it goes. Okay, it helps if I hit the mute button. Okay. Shout out to anyone who works in the office and they do Zoom calls, and everyone jokes about, oh, I guess it would work if I hit the unmute button. Anyway, yeah, okay. All right, so here we go. India Moore, and wearing a beautiful outfit. Okay, here we go.
Support black trans women. We're your daughters. We're your sisters. I know there's a lot of controversy and misunderstanding. I say be patient, listen, learn, and love people. If you resort to a religious context, let it be one that is rooted in love and not punishment and not adversary. And I think it's really important that we highlight the many ways that we can love each other and respect each other, because that is what is going to save our human family and teach us how to be gentler, loving, nonviolent beings. We out here humanizing robots and dehumanizing trans folks. And I think that it's really important for us to look at the times trans people are being banned along with the books, and trans people are being banned along with women's rights and people's rights to have any type of bodily autonomy. And so It's just a larger context and a bigger heart to understand it all.
Message.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. I'm going to run along because I also have this habit of, I probably get it from my dad. If you're familiar with church settings, after someone does a sermon, and especially if they brought the house down, some pastors, what they like to do is, you know, like, okay, keep it going for the last pastor, and to sum up their message, because they want to get some of that energy that they got from from the last show. Okay, but my point is, I couldn't have said, I can't improve on what she said. I can't say it any better, and I'm just going to leave it at that and let it marinate, allow you to let it marinate on her message. So keep going. You know what? I was also looking up who is India Moore, and I know I've seen her India Moore, born January, god damn, 17, 1995. See what I mean? 1995. Holy fuck. I'm old. Is an American actor, model. They are known for playing a role in Angel and Evangelist, television series Posse, Pose, Time, Name. Them won 100 Most Influential of the World 2019. Oh, Moore is transgender and non-binary and uses they, them, she as her pronoun. Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know that. All right. Okay. The whole time I'm like India Ari, but I'm like, they have the first name, but not the same last name. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Next on the rundown sheet, what do I have? Oh, shit. Sorry. So I had a moment. I thought I hit forgot to hit record. Yo, I might need a new board. You know what? I think I'm going to start asking for donations, man. I'm not going to force you to give donations, but I'm starting to believe in my content, in this content that I bring you, that it's worth. If you got a couple of dollars to spare, holler at your bro, because I may need a new board, and that's going to kick me in the nuts. Yeah, one example is, you can't tell, but in my ears, the sound that's being recorded is different than the sound in my ear. So my voice sounds okay, but when I play clips, it doesn't sound as good. So that's why I have this habit of ending clips earlier than usual, because in my headphones, it doesn't sound, whatever. Long story short, B-Black needs a new board and thoughts and prayers. Nah, fuck that. Fuck thoughts and prayers. Well, thoughts and prayer and some money. All right, okay. Okay, between the last recording and today's recording, there's been some news that just hit us on Monday, and I thought it was, like, kind of fucked up. But Tucker Carlson, I can't say Clark. I want to say Clarkson. Tucker Carlson. Tuck your nuts, Carlson. Don Lemon got fired from, got fired on their day off. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, got fired from their gig. Now, when can Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon go now? Whatever. Okay. That was the news that hit us. Like, if you're in the future, I mean, like, you know, looking back 500 years from now, looking back and then going back. If you're in the future, have plans to go back in time to this specific moment in time, well, something you need to know is that Tucker Carlson and, is it Carlson? Yeah, Carlson and Don Lemon lost their job. Who are they? Radio personalities. TV personalities. One's on Fox News and one's on CNN. Now, Tucker Carlson, apparently, I don't know the details. I was listening to the podcast by Higher Learning, Van Leighton, and what's her name? Rachel. Fuck, why am I acting like I'm a serious podcast, like I remember people's name? Higher Learning. Well, you know what? Because she's a black woman, and I don't want to be that guy. Rachel Lindsay. Yeah, all right. Who doesn't remember her? Who doesn't remember the name of a black woman? All right, okay. So they had an episode on it, and that's where I got all my facts from. So, I recommend listening to their podcast if you want more detailed information or more intelligent thoughts about that that firing. But I will say this: the quick thought I have is, one, Tucker Carlson, fuck that nigga. When I'm talking about Whitey, I'm talking about him. But on one end, I do enjoy everything. When bad things happen to him, I do enjoy it. My problem is, I am not sure if him getting fired from Fox News is a good thing. Not a good thing in the sense that, let me put it this way. I would love to have seen a recording of him going, no, why? Why? Why are you firing me? Like, that would have brought me joy. I get the feeling he was told he was fired. It was like, okay, so I just don't have to wake up on Mondays anymore. Oh, shit, I got to play golf. Whatever white people do. I got to eat more cheese. Whatever. He's going to have to do more white people thing white people things to do while he figures out his next move. It's not like me. If I get fired from my job, I'm like, fuck. Ain't no way I'm moving back with my parents, so I guess I'm living in a shelter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fucked. Him, he's a rich white dude, and I'm sure he's going to be all right. That's what pisses me off. He got fired, but I know he's going to be all right. And but if you have footage of him going, what the fuck am I going to do? Then yes, I want to see that footage. Also, him getting fired for Fox News, I'd feel better if he got fired from Fox News because Fox News was like, you know what? This racism shit ain't helping us pay the bills. It's bad for business. All right. You know, like in the movies. All right. Tucker Carlson, we're tired of your shit. Get the fuck out. We're going to have a Negro take your place. Watch Candace always takes his place. And whatever. The other thing, too, is I'm wondering who they're going to replace him with. Who they're going to replace him with and whether that person's going to be worse. I still remember growing up in the George Bush era and believing it couldn't get any worse than that motherfucker. And then surprise! Yeah, as for Don Lemon, I don't know, man. I'm not going to speculate as badly as I want to speculate why he got fired. I mean, word is he wasn't really a good guy towards female coworkers. Apparently he's been harassing or just being an asshole around women. But some people, there's this clip going around the internet of Don Lemon trying to set this, I don't know if he's Indian American, this brown dude in his place. This brown dude is pretty much trying to tell him, I know what it's like to be a black American. And Don Lemon, I know what it's like to feel racism, and which is why I don't complain about it, you know. And Don Lemon is like, you know, kind of put him in his place. And people say that's the reason he got fired. Either way, brother doesn't have a job anymore. And it might have to do with him being, you know, not cool with the ladies. So I don't have any thoughts about Don Lemon. But for Tucker Carlson, if you have a clip of him going, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Like, if he kills himself over this shit, I'm going to be like, what's her name? I'm going to be like, what was her name? Zendaya's character in Euphoria. Fine. I'm going to Google it. Zendaya. Euphoria. I love how I misspell this shit and Google figures out what Google understands me. Even when I'm fucking up. Okay. Euphoria. Zendaya. Damn. She looks pretty. Anyways, yep. There you go again, right? Zendaya's, you know, is way too young for me. It's too young for me to be like, ogling her. All right, what's her name in Euphoria? Her name is, shout out to the fans screaming at the top of the lungs, going, fuck, her name is Rue Bennett. All right, okay, Rue. Exactly what my memory told me it was. Yeah, Tucker Carlson, like if you were like, you know, commit, he's not going to do it. But if you were to commit suicide over the fact that he lost his job at Fox News, I'd be like Rue after she saw, oh, right. Spoiler alert, season 3, spoiler alert. After, I'm going to give you some time to walk away. But yeah, after she saw Nick get his ass kicked, I'd be like, nigga had it coming. All right. Where am I? Okay, PN, Precision Nutrition. Yeah, I got to know. You know what? I'm going to say this. If you listen to this podcast, it kind of helps as I'm figuring out my target audience. It kind of helps that you're a male working on yourself. And by working on, I don't mean like gym shit like that. I mean work on yourself, but more mentally and emotionally, like at that, like the shit that men don't usually do, like figure out your work through your traumas and shit like that. But I also recommend, how do I say this? Because I'm not the preachy type, and I'm not the I'm not the coaching type. Let me put it this way. I joined Precision Nutrition, and that shit was a Hail Mary. Like, I joined that shit convinced that it was a waste of my time. Like, I've given up on this whole health, whatever. I don't know. It was a fucking miracle that I managed to sign up for this shit, right? And I remember how, okay, long story short, Precision Nutrition is like, has been doing a very well at getting me to live a healthier lifestyle. There we go. Okay. Now, I'm trying to read. So Precision Nutrition is home of the world's top nutrition coaches. Okay. Number one recommended. How do they decide? But that's not the point. Okay. So I had a moment this week. Because what I like about, okay, overall, my reason for enjoying this program is because Precision Nutrition, like a friend of mine who actually referred me to this program, pretty much said, if you read the book Atomic Habit, right? If you're a person who's trying to change a habit, Precision Nutrition is pretty much the book in practice. So the book is all the theory. But if you need help putting shit in practice, if you, look, you can find any ways to find any habit of yours that you want to change. But if you, let's say your health habits, Precision Nutrition helps you using the principles. I want to say all, if not all, most of the principles in Atomic Habits, which is any change, small change is better than no change. And I'll agree with it, man, because I recently had a discovery this week that I think is putting me on the next level. Basically, our recent lesson is treat yourself like a science experiment, right? And the beauty in that is because I've been saying that, like, okay, basically, okay, today's lesson, the way a homie read it, just pretty much used the words that I couldn't find for myself, but the concept of treating yourself like a science experiment. So the thing with me is, if you show up to me, if you're a gym nut, if you're a gym guru, a gym trainer, whatever, if you work in the health industry and you use words around me like, hey, this would be a healthier option, or you need to get more healthy, or anything, if you talk to me about going on a diet, using word diet, back to the gym, shit like that, I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. I'm going to treat you like a Jehovah's Witnesses and tell you to go fuck yourself, you know? And if you're persistent, I might stab you. But luckily for you, I'm in bad shape, so you might be able to defend yourself. My point is, I ain't trying to hear, like, I've pretty much given up on the health industry, any health fad, and all that shit. Which is why I appreciate with these guys that they have a different approach with speaking to you. It's not about, they're not giving you any quick, fast solutions. Holy shit, I need to get paid for this commercial, right? But I'll just get to my point. I just had a realization that it's like all my life I've been waiting for someone to be the ultimate, to succeed my phys ed teacher failed, and get me to enjoy working out, dieting, having on a regimen. Like I've always been waiting for someone to be like John the Baptist. No, to be like my Morpheus. and they were going to convince me, okay, you know what, in this image, like, you know, it was kind of like a hot chick who was saying, yeah, I think I've always waited. I was expecting to have like a girlfriend or a best friend who was into health, and they were going to teach me the ways. And I had a moment and realized when I looked in the mirror after like being like, you fat motherfucker. I had a moment where I was like, I realized that I am that person. I got to do this shit for my, like, I got to be my own leader. I got to be my own coach. I got to work at my own rhythm. I got to figure this shit out for my own fucking self. Basically, because I'll probably question the health industry, but one thing I won't question is science. If I can take these concepts and break it down into numbers and say shit like into equations, like, for example, calories in, calories out. If I can understand that shit, then I'll be like, okay, if I can understand that shit and reproduce it, then I can do it. If I can understand it to a point where I can explain it to someone else, I'm more likely to succeed in this health shit than I am into listening to the next motherfucker with six abs, with six pack abs and a hot girlfriend I'm more likely to make progress on my own than I am with any of you motherfuckers out there. And for you, it might not be a big deal, but it's realizing, like, all my life, I've always thought that I'd be a number two. I'd find the right person to follow, and it's like I've been looking for a cult leader. And I just had this realization, now I gotta be my own cult leader. And the thing is, the first time I realized, or that I suspected that, or I hinted at that, the first sign that I should have known, that's the kind of person that I am. See, at first I always thought I was meant to be a number two, and I just had a moment where I realized that I've been meant to be my own number one. Like Obama said, I'm the person I've been waiting for. Fuck, I love that quote. And the first time I suspect I should have known this is when I joined the Toastmaster program. In the Toastmaster program, what I love about it is people think it's a club where you learn. I mean, yeah, you do learn public speaking, but you learn at your own pace. You're your own leader. You're your own. You go there, you practice. Oh, the whole club, pretty much the whole session, I could summarize, you're practicing public speaking. Whether you're giving feedback or you're giving a speech, you're constantly practicing. Practice makes perfect. You're constantly practicing, and you're the one who analyzes your speech and realize, okay, this is how I choose to be better. People will give you feedback. You can tell them to go fuck themselves. Well, actually, you don't tell them to go fuck themselves, but you can pretty much, you know, go your own route. You know what? Nah, fuck it. I'm going to put more curse words in my speeches. But that's what I love about the program is I didn't realize it at the time, but it was making me realize that I'm that student who learns better on his own. Independent learning? Yeah, I'm not. I didn't realize it. I don't have the motivation for it, but I'm realizing that in order for me to succeed, I got to be my own leader. I got to be my own pimp. I was thinking of, there's a line, I don't know if you've seen the show Deuce. Yo, this is a serious thought that I realized. I know I'm going long, but it's a serious thought that I'm processing and realizing for myself. Yeah, last point I'm going to make because I brought up Deuce, there's a scene in Deuce where, if you haven't seen Deuce, it helps if you've seen it, right? But there's a scene in Deuce where a group of streetwalkers / prostitutes are talking to each other, street prostitutes, whatever, sex workers are speaking to each other. And one of them's an independent, and she's explaining how, yeah, no, I can't work with a pimp. I gotta be my own entrepreneur. And one girl goes, yeah, I need a pimp or else I get lazy. The reason I think about that is because I think about how I have a job. I've always been scared to own my own business, to be an entrepreneur, because it takes a lot of. You gotta be proactive in that shit. You gotta be when you work for someone. Your taxes are handled, all that shit. You know, you got more of a, that's what I've always seen myself as a worker and not an owner. And this moment I had with Precision Nutrition is I had it wrong. Yeah, sure, you're lazy. Sure, you're lazy. I mean, not lazy, unmotivated. But, well, that's the thing about me. When I'm motivated, I'm fucking motivated. My challenge is finding the right motivation. I'm not lazy. I just have my moments of being unmotivated. But if I find something to motivate myself with, I can do it. But all this to say that I'm realizing that success, I got a better chance of being successful doing it on my own than I do as being a worker. And even though I still don't see myself as an owner, a producer, a job creator. But, you know, that's to figure out. All right. Okay, let's jump next on my rundown sheet. I should document. Speaking of documenting, part of being studying myself, I noticed that my nose is blocked. And I don't know if it's because it's from all the talking. Hold on a second. I just turned on the air purifier. Maybe that's it. But there's something about this room. My nose is blocked. Come on, son. Mon nez est bloqué. How do you say it in English? Stuffy nose. I got a stuffy nose. And it's always after speaking a lot. But anyways, tune in when I figure this shit out. All right, gang. Next on the rundown sheet. Oh, wow. Advice for the ladies. Yeah, advice for you women out there. If you happen to run across a male friend that you hadn't seen in a while, and then you ask him how are things, whether he's married, you still dating, asking those random questions, and he answers with, no, I'm working on myself. Let that motherfucker be. Just either say, oh, good for you, and keep it moving. All right? Don't say stupid shit like, well, it wasn't a right or wrong question. Okay. Apparently, I just learned that, or not just learned, but apparently some women find men who work on themselves attractive. Cool. Old me would have been like, all right, I'm taking advantage of that shit. But, yeah, when a man says he's working on himself, it's not an opportunity. I don't believe I'm the one saying this. It's not an opportunity for dating. I think where I'm going with this, what I'm really trying to say is, people who are in relationship or not in relationship have this bad habit of assuming that when someone is single, they don't want to be single anymore. It's a broken state. And someone tells you they're single, let them be. Don't fucking, I got someone I can set you up with. Nah, fuck you, man. Leave them. If a man tells you he's working on himself, and he's serious, let that motherfucker be. Don't try to set him up. That was an ASMR. Is that what that is? Yeah, that was my chair sinking on me. I need to replace my chair. My chair was uncomfortable. Yeah. Don't try to set them up. Don't assume that they're fucked up, that they're probably going through things, but don't try to set them up. Leave them the fuck alone, man. Applaud them and keep it moving. Holy shit. Yeah, I came across someone who, when I told them that I was just being natural. I'm being honest. I was being as honest to them as I am on this podcast. I said, yeah, I'm just working on myself. And fuck, this chick acted like I just said that. Yeah, I'm thinking of committing suicide. Which might be the case. When a man tells you he's working on himself, he's either like going through life, trying to find a reason to wake up the next day, or trying to silence the voices in his head trying to tell him to kill you. And I mean, let him be. That's really what I'm just trying to get at, man. I mean, let him be. I was just pissed off, man. Someone I came across recently that I hadn't seen in a long time. And when she heard, oh, I'm just working on myself, she just, the response just pissed me off. It was like it was as bad as getting ready to, well, have you considered going to church? Oh, fuck you, bitch. This is just a quick rant, man. So, yeah. I'm sure women have it as bad, but I'm speaking from my own unique experience, man. It's a man tells you he's working on himself, let him be. I don't know. Can you help someone who's, ain't shit you can do for them. They'll ask you for your help if they want to. But, just applaud them. Say, oh, good for you. Just say good for you and change the subject. Let him be. Let him the fuck be. Don't try to dig in. Don't let him be. All right, I'm going to move on to the next one. Men who say, I just had another realization during the week. Okay, I got to explain that I grew up as a preacher's kid. Hey, my nose is getting better. Yeah, hold on a second. Woo, ça fait du bien. Woo-hoo, oh my God. Just drank some water. All right, okay. Maybe I'm just dehumified. What's that word? Dehydrated, yeah. Okay. All right. Grew up as a preacher's kid, right? And as a preacher's kid, I developed this habit of being diplomatic in all my encounters. So I am not the straight shooting type. My only goal in our interaction is to not rock the boat. Is to, if you're going for a bad day, not make it worse. Is to connect, be polite, and keep it moving. I'm not trying to piss you off, and I ask that you don't do the same. So what happens is I find myself interacting with people, being diplomatic, and then going my way and regretting it. And saying, you know what? I should have told that person to go fuck themselves. Like that person who, okay, no, that's not true. Okay, I'm not giving you the full details of that conversation, but the crust of it, the gist of it is, man tells you he's working on himself, let him be. A second interaction that I had recently, and it made me realize that men who say they're direct, they're straight shooters, what do these comedians say, like, who feel like they're being, like, muzzled, like, who are into free speech, are equivalent to women who say shit like, I'm brutally honest. Maybe there are men who say that too, but in my experience, it's very common to hear women say, I'm brutally honest. And in both cases, they're just hiding the fact that, yeah, I'm an asshole. I can be a shitty person. I can say some shitty things. Like, at first, it sounds like, yeah, tough love. They'll say shit that you don't want to hear. Well, actually, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, what they claim is, I might say something that you might not like, which is cool. But in my experience, these same people can dish it out but can't take it. They might have a shorter list of things that they're sensitive about. They might have a shorter list of things compared to you that bothers. Like, if you said them, it would, like, get them under their skin. It would hit them under the skin. They might have, their list might be shorter, a lot, significantly shorter than yours. Like, for example, if you're a victim of sexual assault, compared to someone who has it, right? Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that you'll be touchy about, that you might be, you might be touchy about that shit. And it's easy for me to say, like, if you're sensitive, like, okay, I'm thinking of this perfect example, this one example is this one woman, she's like, I'm brutally honest, which is why I don't like dating short men. And then as soon as the same same guy or anyone replies with, well, okay, I don't date fat women, they fucking lose. Oh my God, why are you hitting? All of a sudden, you're the one hitting under the belt. See, my point is, we all have something, a reality that we're not ready to accept at the moment. And some of us have a longer list than the others. And I think it's really unfair to be like, yeah, I'm direct. And, you know, you say that one thing and you blame the other person for the way they react to it. But if you were in their shoes, if they were to happen to find that one thing that's you're sensitive to, and you fly off the handle. The thing is, these same people, is they never realize that they're flying off the handle. To them, they're being like, I'm thinking of these people, like these, like a lot of these, not just comedians, but who, like, yo, we can't say anything anymore. But when you find that one thing they don't want to hear, oh fuck, my favorite is white men. they'll talk about, I can't say the N-word anymore. Call them racist and they lose their fucking mind. Whoa, what motherfucking racist? Just because I want to say nigger? Fuck you. All right, yeah, anyways. Okay, yeah, that's the thing, man. Yeah, that's my only thought, man. Where am I? Yeah, men who say they're direct are like the women who say they're brutally honest. I'm like, kind of wish you do a bit of self-evaluation. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, okay. Speaking, okay, last PSA. Okay, I started with a PSA. I'm ending with a PSA. And and this is for white people. And then to say, yo, white people, ain't no such thing as an N-word pass. As far as I'm concerned, fuck of that, man. And I'm going to play this clip of this battle rapper. battle whopper dropping the N-word during a battle rap. And guess what happened? Here it goes. Well, you can't see it, so fuck, I'm still going to play it because it entertains me. Here it goes.
I ain't like these other battle rappers. They talk too much, saying I can't use the N-word in this battle. My nigga, I just called you.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
as a descendant of the tribe of Haiti, as a descendant of the people who were involved in the first Black Republic, assuming that my ancestor was involved in the fight, that's another longer conversation. But as a descendant of the people who built the first Black Republic, that white boy should have gotten his ass kicked by everyone in that fucking room, man. Fucking Black people, man. Fuck. Damn, we show more love to white folks than we do to our own, man. So what you don't see is... Okay, this is kind of funny. I'm being over serious over a funny clip. But what you don't see is... after esta femme me fait rigoler. Sorry, okay, let me back up. Okay, so after the white dude drops the N-word...
Then I can't use the N-word in this battle. My nigga, I just called you...
Whoa! Ouais, dans la joue, man. On the chin. But whatever. And that Black dude, I don't think he's the fighting type, man. It was just straight instinct. He's like, he heard nigga, and he probably like me, and he heard his ancestors going boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? Avengers. And then that punch just flew out. Hold on, let me look at that punch. Because I don't think there was really any...
Saying I can't use the N-word in this battle. My nigga, I just called...
Man. Like he didn't put his whole weight in that punch. Okay, that's my point. Sorry, I'm laughing at everyone. This one face going, holy shit. Anyways, so after he threw that punch, they go to break it up. But this one dude, I guess I could tell that Black dude came with the white guy. He jumps in the middle to break it up. Wait, hold on. Now I'm starting to wonder if this shit is real. I'm starting to wonder if this shit is real. This might have been this is a bad joke. Okay, either way, but point to this PSA is white dudes, white people, don't be saying the N-word, man. Especially not around me. Now, granted, I'm not the violent type. You know, who am I to tell? I know better than to tell the white man what he can and cannot do. White people gonna do what the fuck they're gonna do, but I'm just saying, man. If you're trying to get along with Black people, first place is not using the N-word. And don't be getting fucking creative. Don't be fucking trying to find a loophole, and shit like that. Just like work on yourselves before you decide to use the N-word. As a white person, work on yourself. What does that fucking mean? Well, read up your history. Figure out why. A guy like me starts to show with fuck whitey. You know what I mean? Figure out why Black people don't like you. Not you as, you know, as an individual, but why the brand as a white person, the brand white people is not liked around the world. Figure out why, try to get beyond the, how come we as a race are so successful and the rest of y'all aren't? Like, try to get beyond... Oh, it must be because. Try to get beyond the conclusion that must be because we're superior and you're inferior. Now, do the research, do the math to realize and just understand the whole history of what it took to be where you're at as a white person. Actually, you know what? You might want to start with, because the first step might be reading a book like White Fragility. It's going to teach you a lot about what it means to be white. About your whiteness, shit like, yeah, work on yourself, man. Work on, before you decide to use the N-word, learn a little bit about yourself. And get to the point where you understand why, you know what? If I was a Black person, I would punch a white person for saying, if I was a Black person, I would punch a white person for saying the N-word. Like, get to that point of your research where you can walk in our shoes. Not just Black people, you know, because you kind of fucked over everyone who's not white. And also, while you're at it, work on the fact that this constant fear of white genocide, yeah, like, work on that shit too. Figure that shit out, and realize that, yeah, if white people die, as a race. It won't be because we came after you. Any of us came after you. It's because y'all do some stupid shit. Like jump out of a plane with no parachute and call it a sport. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Work on yourself. Before you choose to use the N-word, work on yourselves. As a white person. All right. All right. Okay. What time is it? Oh, man. Okay. Come on. Let's jump to the final act of the show, which is called Final Thoughts. And I delay. And let's go. You know what sucks is I played that. Okay, I'm going to play this again just one more time because I want a solid sound. Ooh, that was beautiful. Okay. Because on this, I blame my board because it's not consistent. Because when I look at, when I go to import the sound, it looks, it's very low. It's very fucking low. All right. Okay. Final thoughts, lingering thoughts. I am having difficulty sharing my final thoughts because it's pretty much admitting that I'm being a coward at the moment. I'm being scared. I am. On the last episode, I probably told you about, I told you that my therapist challenged me to do something and I didn't do it. And it's not the fact, it's not just the fact that I didn't do it. It's because I know in my mind, even though I'm on this journey to being kinder to myself, I know that I'm looking at myself being, fucking hate saying it, being a coward. Being a coward. Yeah, I'm being scared. I am, it's equivalent to, I feel like I'm at a party and I see a girl that I like and I tell my friends about her, I tell everyone about her, and then one person is like, why don't you go talk to her? I'm like, yeah, I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that in that mode. And no, my therapist is not telling me to go talk to my crush. But she gave me a challenge that would potentially take this podcast to a new level. And I haven't found the courage to do it, man. I'm going to summarize it like that. Leave it as that. And the worst part is I see myself. I'm outside my body looking at myself. And I know it doesn't help. I know I'm not helping the situation by cursing myself, calling myself a coward, and all that shit. And it's... look, the point is I was given a challenge. And what's that? What's her name again? The author, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Yeah, except I'm feeling the fear and the fear is telling me, yo, shut the fuck up. The fear is like Debo right now. It's like fucking with me like Debo. Come on. Feel the Fear. I want to give credit to the author. And Do It Anyways. Yeah. And if you read the book, it goes, I thought her name was Suzette. Yes. Fuck. You know, every time I manage to remember something, I'm proud of myself. I'm surprised. Her name is Suzanne Jeffers. I remember I read the book, and yo, she right out the gate, she tells you, you listen to the tape. It was an audio tape when I heard it, and she says, yeah, the in the end, when it comes to fear, the reason you don't want to do it is because you've convinced yourself that you can't handle what's going to the outcome. Like, no. Essentially, she says the key, the solution to feeling the fear and doing it anyways is believing that whatever happens, whatever comes my way, I'll handle it. I'm let it marinate. In my case, I've gone my entire life convincing myself that I won't handle it, that I can't handle it. And look. The one thing that's important is I know that I'll get over it at some point. But right now, if you took a snapshot of a version of Be Black that you're listening to right now, what is it? 2023, April 26th, 7:20 p.m. This version of Be Black is like, damn, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna let this fear give me the courage. You know what I feel like? I feel exactly like, holy shit. Hold on a second. Holy shit, I'm going to motivate myself while watching this. fuck. All right, I'm trying to bring up a scene in The Matrix where this one here, the Oracle scene.
Almost done. Smell good, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, not that scene. Okay, 4 minutes? That's too long. But okay, there's a scene where I'm not saying Keanu Reeves' character, Neo, was scared. But when he's at that scene and he goes to the Oracle is supposed to have all the answers. He says, so bitch, am I the, oh, he didn't call her a bitch, but I'm saying, you know, am I the one or not? And she's like, no, you're not. No, what did she say? Did she answer actually the question? But the point is, she told him what he needed to hear. And it was only in the moment when he had to behave like the one that he became the one. That makes sense? It makes sense to me. So I guess I'm going for, maybe it's not fear that's holding me back. Maybe it's more kind of like that moment. Holy shit, this is a 180 degree here. It's kind of like that moment where I realized this week that I'm like, I got to be my own leader. It's one thing to realize I got to be my own leader, but it's another thing to actually fucking do it. Like, I had the realization, the theory, I've worked out the math, now put it into practice. I'm like, holy shit, I'm not going out there. It's fucking cold. I'm not jumping in that pool. There are crocodiles. I'm exaggerating. I'm just saying, I'm at the, is it precipice? Precipice? Okay, you know what? Shout out to everyone whose first language is not English. Precipice? Because we're going to find out what the word precipice means. Precipice. It's one of those words that I've always heard, but never. A very steep rock face or cliff, especially a tall one. What does it mean to be at the precipice? If you say someone is at the edge of a precipice, you mean that they are in a dangerous situation in which they are extremely close to disaster or failure. Oh, interesting. Yes. Oh, really? Okay. Anyway, yeah. So I'm going to read a few quotes that are right now that are helping me out, but getting me to think. First one is, fucking goddamn you, Martin Luther King. I'm sorry. By the way, tomorrow is Martin Luther King's wife's birthday. Is that what it is? Coretta Scott? No, wait. Martin Luther. Oh, wait. Okay. The quote goes, you are not only responsible for what you say, but also what you do not say. God damn it. Fuck. Right? And the second quote is, you learn a lot by being silent. Oh, man. This is what this podcast is about, by the way. It's what I mean by shut up. I'm trying to make it cool. I'm being part of the next level. I'm trying to encourage the next level in humanity, which is learning from each other. In my experience growing up, I've always been surrounded by, if you've listened to the Manifesto episode, this will sound familiar. But, you know, nothing's new under the sun. But, yeah, I've always been used to being that guy who listens to everyone else and doesn't share their opinion. When I do talk, I talk a lot. But if you can get me to talk, that's the key thing, right? But I'm usually the person who's just, you know what I mean? Like, it would listen with empathy. People enjoy speaking to me because apparently, not a lot of people listen, you know. I either listen or give you the impression, like, I listen enough for you to be, like, that encourage you to keep talking. And in my experience, not a lot of people, like, it's a very small amount of people who enjoy hearing what other people have to say. Specifically, by being silent. Like, you listen with the intention, because you have an interest in what the other, you're not listening because you're forced to, you're not listening because you're prepared because you're formulating a response to the bullshit the other person. No, you're listening. I mean, you listen to the point where you understand where people in the LGBTQ community, queer folks, non-binary are coming from. I had a conversation with someone, this one person who was like, he just didn't understand why would a man wear a dress? And I'll be honest, I have no fucking idea why a man would wear a dress. But that's the fucking point. That's exactly the point, is I have no idea, because maybe if we would listen to that person, we would understand that maybe there's, well, hey, his freedom doesn't depend on my ability to understand them. Let them be. I guess that's my point. They're not hurting anyone. Okay, this is where I'm going with this. I found that to listening to women, I learned a lot about men. Not me as an individual, but me as the men, like what I aspired, what I thought what masculinity was, me as this ideal of masculinity. By listening to people who have different experience from yourselves, you learn a lot. Like, there's a lot of assholes out there that, oh yeah, you should listen to me. I actually have a relative like that who thinks the reason I don't speak to them is because they have a difference of opinion. Nah, I don't listen to them because they're assholes. It's not that they have a difference of opinion. Look, I do believe in we're all entitled to our own opinion, but if your opinion is uninformed, I ain't trying to hear that fucking shit. Ain't nothing inside. I ain't gonna get any insight from your uninformed opinion. I'm not gonna grow from that shit. Fuck you. Anyways. I keep forgetting that I do have a concept in this podcast. And the bottom line is you learn a lot from being silent. I've been silent for a major significant part of my life. I've been taking in information and now I'm like speaking. And I'm kind of hoping that you'll return that fucking favor. Like when I speak on this podcast, I like try to pretend what it must be like to speak to someone who has a genuine interest in what you have to say. Because it's rare. It's fucking rare. I'm so used to people who just want to be heard. Most people just want to be heard, want to be understood. But they don't want to return that fucking favor. I want to know what it must be like to live in a world. Yeah, I think if I could change something about the world. What it must be like to live in a world where people seek to understand, then be understood. Like that habit from Stephen Covey, may he rest in peace. Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Wait, did I say that right? Seek first to understand, then be understood. Imagine, I wonder what it's like to live in a world where everyone seek first to understand, then be understood. You know? And yeah, in order to achieve that, you gotta be able to shut up. You know what I mean? I mean, be silent and learn from sheer silence. Damn. This is me trying to like psych myself up and remember, B, you're not bullshitting with this podcast. You got something. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Anyway, yeah, that's where I'm at, man. This is the final thought for today's episode. Maybe I should conclude because I started talking about Mobb Deep. I'm gonna conclude with this last verse by Mobb Deep, where he goes, is this the chorus? Yeah, the chorus, the final chorus in Shook What. He goes, son, they shook, because there ain't no such thing as halfway crooks, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, because there ain't no such thing as halfway crooks, scared to death, scared. Okay, that's what I want to say. Okay, living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds, but some get shot, locked up, and get and turn nuns. Cowardly, hard, straight up, shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one. Okay, that's not the part I was looking for. Basically, is you can't, ain't no such thing as halfway crook. That's the part. Shout out to you, Mobb Deep fans, going, what the, it's that, who knew the verse off the top of their heads. Unlike me, halfway, oh, crooks. Oh, okay, yeah, because ain't no such thing. Oh, that's the chorus. Yeah, Sunday shook, because ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Damn, I thought it had something deeper than that. Whatever. My point is, yeah, that's the challenge she gave me. Yeah, she just put me in a situation where it's like, she didn't say shit, I'll get off the pot. She, you know, she got her ways of speaking, but this is like the first time it's like, yeah, I'm gonna have to kick you in the nuts, bro. She's not infant. Should I mention she's Haitian? Yeah. This is like as close to using the belt on me, like a parental figure. And I'm not mad. I'm just realizing, I'm like looking at myself going, B, what the fuck is stopping you? Anyways, man, let's get out there and dance. What time is it? Damn. All right. 1 hour, 10 minutes for a midweek episode. Yo, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Holler at me on Twitter. I had an article to read about Twitter. Yeah, holler at me on Twitter. Do it while Elon Musk doesn't fuck it up. Yeah, my handle is B Blizzak or Shut Up Podcast. I've been tweeting a lot from Shut Up Podcast. But holler at me through one of those two. And both of those usernames do not have a blue check mark, so you might have to do a lot of digging to find my username. Or just use the one on the website. All right. Website is shutuppodcast.com. As usual, that's where you go to find the show notes for the episode. And email address for all you old school cats out there who still use email, shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Subscribe using the RSS feed on the website, or go to Google or Apple Podcasts. That's where you can find us. You can find me. Thank you for listening, and remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Ha ha! Peace.